Thank you.
Might as well play what you want to play. Play the flowers in a minute.
Am I okay or does this need to be lower?
Just to get you in the mood. Would all our group come out on the floor here? Right, that music was played to get you in the music and the way to get the tempo and so forth, and this is a workshop. So we want you to dance with us and want all of you to get up here and get on the floor, and I want our dancers to intersperse themselves amongst you so that you have somebody close to you who has a little experience in this. First off, start by making a big circle. Join hands around. Yes. All right. Okay. We will try those smaller ones. I will see whether they can dance in this. I'm going to come out to the center just a moment. All right, the men in the sets to my right and the women to ladies to my left. Okay. Yes, take. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, count off, please, Fred.
Were you a hippie, Captain?
Fringe. Serious fringe, but I really have a neat hat for those days.
Is there another couple? Another couple for down there? Are we just right here, Fred?
Yeah.
We're just right here. Do we have another couple? One more couple. It'd be nice to have another couple. We'll dance it without, but it'd be nice to have another couple. All right. Are they here? Okay, the dance we're going to do is called Cumberland Reel. Now, most Scottish country dances are done in sets of four couples lined up like you are now. And you can see how close that is to a contra dance, because a lot of our contra dances in this country came from these very Scottish country dances. So, couples, number yourselves 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4 in the set. The first figure is that couples 1 and 2 are going to give right hands across in the center. Now, you do it by taking a shake hand position with the opposite person. Shake hand position. This is a social dance. You do everything nice and polite. You take a nice shake hand, all right? And then, with a starting on the right foot, with 4 skip change of steps, you go round to the left. 4 skip change of steps, go. Then with the left, make a left in the center and 4 back. Go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Back into place. Back into place. Everything is done very precisely with the phrases of the music. Okay. Everybody's there. All right. Then the first couple, who we are going to call the dancing couple because they're the ones doing the figure, are going to lead down the center for 4. Now, you lead by taking right hand to right hand. Right hand to right hand. Down for 4 skip change of step. Go. 1, 2, 3, 4 and back. 1, 2, 3, 4. And when you come back, you stay facing up because at that point, you're going to cast off beside your own lines. You're going to cast down and go down for 6 skip change of step. And the others follow. The others in the set follow. Follow. Others follow. Now, down at the end of the hall, you'll just have to, you know, make adjustments, you'll be off the platform. All right, stay with me here. So you cast off and go down for 6 skip change of step, and you'll have to count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Then you come up for 6. 1, 2, 4, 5, 6. And I'm going to assume you're back up at that point. Now that leaves, all right, that leaves 4 bars of music to the music for the dance one time through. Couples 2, 3, and 4 will make arches, and you don't touch hands. You just simply put the hands up like this. And the first couple will then skip change to the bottom of their set. All right. Now, a bit in tempo. Let's walk it again. We have a new dancing couple at the top. You instantly renumber. Couples one and two. Here we go. Around. By the right. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Lead down. One. Right hand to right hand. Lead down. Two, two, three, four. Skip change back for four. Two, three, four. And cast. Others follow. One, two, three, four, five, six. Come up. One, two, three, four, five, six. Arches. Skip change to the bottom, that couple. All right. Now, there is no hesitancy from one figure to the next, and you can't catch up, so you must be ready to start in on the figure when the music is there for you to dance it. See, we have two more couples in each set. Would you like to walk it through? All right, here we go with that couple. Go. One, two, three, four, and five, six, seven, and eight. Lead down. One, two, three, and back, and five, six, seven, and cast. And one, two, three, four, five, six, come up. Seven, eight, one, two, three, four, arches, and under to the bottom. Okay, one more couple. Here we go. Ready? And one, two, three, two, two, three, two, three, four, two, three, left, two, three, five, six, three, seven, two, three, eight, two, three, lead down. One, two, three, two, lead down the center. And back. Five, two, three, six, two, three, seven, two, three, eight, two, three, cast. One, two, three, two, two, three. 4, 2, 3, 5, 2, 3, 6, 2, 3, up, arches to the bottom. All right. A brief word about the way you carry yourself in these dances. You're dancing on the ball of the foot. You are your hands are naturally hanging beside you in a natural way, except when you're raising a hand to help your partner around or to turn somebody and so forth. And you're standing straight and tall and majestic when you do these dances. All right? Let's dance. Cumberland Reel. Now, when it starts, there will be a chord. On that chord, every dance begins with a bow and curtsy and ends with a bow and curtsy. You'll have a grace note and a chord and a grace note, and that you bow or curtsy on. Not an affected bow, just a nice, neat bow for the men from the waist, and the ladies can curtsy a little bit, and I won't go into how they, but you can see how they do it. All right? Here we go. Lead down. Cast. Five, six, lead up. Keep coming. Arches. Now. Five, six, seven, lead down. Back. Cast. Five, six, come up, seven, eight, fun. Keep coming up. Under arches. Okay. From the top. Lead down. Five, six, lead up. One, two, three, four arches. Lead down. Five, six, come up. Archie. All right. Now that you've got the pattern, I'd like to have the orchestra take the tempo a little more to where it should be. And, and this time, now that the pattern is in mind, you can put a little more attention to your general carriage and how you conduct your hands and to your footwork with a skip change of step that we did in the beginning. Always leading off with the right foot when we do the dance. Right now, imagine, I want you to now imagine that you are at a formal ball. Everyone is in formal Highland dress, and we're in a huge, beautiful ballroom, and this is the social event of the year. And that's the kind of atmosphere I want you to dance it again in. All right. Straight and tall. Five, six, come on. One, two, three, four, arches. Let's see.
Keep a check on the time. Do you have a watch?
Well, we'll keep. 8 minutes. We have 8 minutes. Pardon me? I'd like to show you a Scottish couple that's called Gay Gordons, and we do it to the tune Scotland the Brave. So if you would take a partner for Gay Gordons, and we'll show you how this goes.
Well, we should bring our own drop.
Thank you very much. I hope if you've enjoyed this that you will look up some Scottish country dance group in your area and attend.
Where are you from?
Florida. And there are groups, there are two different branches of the Royal Scottish Country Dance Society in the state now, and something like 15 or 16 groups around the country.
That ends our entertainment for this afternoon, but remember, there's Cajun dancing and Mexican dancing starting at 6:30. Cajun dance is from 6:30 to 7:30. They'll teach you how to do it, and 7:30 to 8:30, Mexican dancing. So see you here this evening or see you down at the amphitheater. Bye-bye.